a British playwright has gone into hiding after her play triggered a riot in the English city of Birmingham. Followers of the Sikh religion were offended by the show, and a local repertory theater has canceled its remaining dates. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the situation has stirred a debate in Britain between advocates of free speech and proponents of cultural tolerance.
The play is called Bezti, a Punjabi word meaning dishonor. It's the second play by Sikh author Gurpreet Kaur Bhatti and depicts violence and sexual abuse set largely in a Sikh temple. Managers of the Birmingham Repertory Theatre say they met with city government and Sikh community leaders in an attempt to soothe feelings inflamed by the play. The theatre reminded their audience that the play was fictional and allowed Sikhs to hand out protest letters to theatre-goers. Those efforts failed last weekend. Saturday's performance had to be canceled when hundreds of young Sikh men stormed the theater, beating drums and throwing rocks. Five policemen were injured and several men were arrested. The theater's director, Stuart Rogers, asked the community leaders if the show could go on without the threat of violence.
Sadly, they were unable to give us any assurance whatsoever. And in fact, it was their opinion that as long as we continue to do the play, the demonstrations were likely to get even larger than they were on Saturday night.
In the play, an elderly wheelchair-bound mother tries to wed off her young daughter. She enlists the help of a corrupt community patriarch who beats and rapes young women. It's a dark comedy that some reviewers found shocking. Other theaters around England have offered to host the play, but the author reportedly fears for her life and has already refused one offer to stage it. Her friends say that the playwright has now gone underground with police protection. Mohan Singh is the president of Birmingham's main Sikh temple, or Gurudwara. He says Sikhs had asked politely for the play's setting to be changed.
We don't mind if you set that play in a community center, take it outside the Gurudwara. We don't want you doing a play about a Sikh Gurudwara which you don't know nothing about.
Thespians are feeling violated too. Nicholas Hittner, the director of the National Theatre in London, says drama is supposed to be cathartic and not an endorsement of everything it acts out.
The Western Theatre was invented in Athens precisely to put on stage feelings that were too dangerous to be experienced in life. The works of the imagination are designed to provoke powerful feelings. Through the theatre, those feelings are exorcised.
But Dr. Jasdev Rai, director of the Sikh Human Rights Group, thinks this play was written to be provocative and intended to insult Sikhs.
I think the arts establishment in this country needs to understand it's offensive to try and deliberately show degenerate scenes about other people's religions when it's out of context. 40 years ago, there was similar sort of protest until this country understood that it's offensive to be racist.
British Culture Minister Estelle Morris said she regretted the play's untimely final curtain, but understood the theatre's concerns for its patrons' safety.
I think that this play should have been able to be shown. I'm not going to say, well, then you should go ahead, even if it means putting at risk your audiences and your actors and actresses.
The debate in Britain about artistic freedom and religion has been a long and turbulent one. In 1989, angry British Muslims burned copies of the novel The Satanic Verses. Its author, Salman Rushdie, was forced into hiding by threats to his life. 15 years on, there's still no consensus on where people of different cultural backgrounds should draw the line between free speech and bigotry. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.